turn you into a commodity to make them rich. In the words of Peter, don't ever minister for filthy lucre. The Bible points, and I'm talking Old Testament, New Testament, the Bible points out in all cases of false teachers that they are not driven by love for God. They're not driven by the knowledge of God. They're not driven by the Spirit of God. They're driven by money. They want to be rich. So why do they develop a prosperity gospel? Not because they found it in the Bible, but because it makes them rich. There's so much money pouring into these people because people will pay anything for healing. They're desperate. They'll pay anything for healing, even if you can't heal. Even if you can't heal. These people are so devious and so corrupt that they will become rich taking money from desperate people who think they're going to be healed. Do you think they believe they're healers? They don't believe that. Oral Roberts claims to have raised dead people. Do you think he really believes he raised dead people? You think Benny Hinn believes he can raise dead people? He can't. He knows he can't do that. It's a scam.
If he knows that and makes the claim, then he's lying.
Yeah, I don't think these people are Christians. I think they're false Christians who have found a way to become rich. And that was the issue with the Trinity Broadcasting Network or any other network that features these people. You know, you have provided the location, the platform for all these false teachers. It's parallel to me to the situation in the temple in the ministry of Jesus. What Jesus said about the religious leaders of Israel was the most scathing language that ever came out of his mouth. He blistered them up one side and down the other side. And then he went into the temple and made a whip and just wreaked havoc there and said, you've turned my father's house, a house of prayer, into what? A den of what?
Thieves.
Thieves. It's what they are. They steal money. And, you know, I've taught on the widow who gave the two mites. You know, that's how wicked that system was. There's a little widow. She's got two tiny pennies left, and she thinks she can buy a blessing. So she dumps her two pennies. That's all she had to go home and die. And immediately after we use that as an illustration of Christian giving. That is not an illustration of Christian giving. That's an illustration of a desperate woman being deceived by a false religious system. She dumps her coins in there and go home and die. She had to be thinking, you know, maybe God will provide something. I've given all my money. And it was at that moment that Jesus said, not one stone will be left upon another. Not only did he clean the inside of that thing with a whip, but he was going to bring it down to the ground, and not two stones would be stacked on each other. Any kind of religious system operation that functions like that, I think, is